Okay.
Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. I'm Erik Mravec, and this is Martin Jediný, and we are working in Red Hat. And we are working on something which is called Conflux. Have you ever heard about Conflux? Raise hand. Perfect. Another one? Anyone? Okay. I will tell you what it is. Conflux is an open source, cloud-native software factory, build factory if you want, and it's focused mainly on software supply chain security. What we are doing in Red Hat, we are building software in a Conflux, actually a lot of software, for example, operators, Maven artifacts, Helm charts, RPM packages, but in this presentation, we'll be mostly interested in container images. Conflux is really big, too big to be handled by the single team, and our team is specialized for SBone domain. We are generating SBones, we are augmenting them, and we are also delivering those SBone solutions to the other teams that are committed to the security and compliance, for example, for in a vulnerability management. And in this presentation, we would like to show you that in Red Hat, we are not treating SBones as like some kind of mandatory checklist, but we are trying to, let's say, unlock their potential. We are looking for a way how to make it better, how to make it more precise. And we would like to introduce a new concept, which is called contextual SBone, and tell you what it brings for vulnerability management. So let's start with a really simple real-world scenario. You handle a large build system as a Conflux, and you build a simple image as it is in a slide. You have a simple container file. So basically, you build it, you probably deploy it to the production, you generate SBone for that, you maybe forget about SBone, and 3 months later, a vulnerability pops up in a HTTPD package. And in your CI/CD pipeline, your image scan turn red, and you get acknowledged that your image is affected, and so on. We know that, right? Question is, what to do now? Do you update your HTTPD package in your container file, or you will wait for a base image update? You don't know at this point. I mean, in this point, you know. You can see you are installing just NumPy, and logically, the HTTPD package will be sourced probably from the base image, right? It's really simple here. The real problem is in a large-scale build system with a complex container files, multiple base images, hundreds of dependencies. Basically, here is a real problem to get acknowledged, like from where is the package came from. And most vulnerability scanners tell you this image is vulnerable, but they have limited capabilities to answer a question like from where exactly the vulnerability came from. You might remember that you produced SBone after the time, and you would like to check it, right? Here are the bad news. Most of the SBones or traditional analyzed SBones has the same problem. They provide flat list of packages where is everything attributed to your final image, but you cannot extract the information like from which base image, where it was exactly in the supply chain this package has been installed. And this is the problem from the perspective of the vulnerability management. So what is our solution? At Red Hat, we are solving it with so-called contextual SBone pattern. The idea is really simple. We use SPDX relationships to say from where which package exactly came from. So SPDX specification is really flexible. We can even create packages, other packages, that are basically represent our images that are part of the build process, our base images, our builder images, our intermediate images. And we can bound them with a relationship, and we are doing it by expressing, okay, this is my final image, and it is basically descendant of this base image. And we are also using contains relationship that are already present in a generated SBone, and we are modifying them to point those packages back to these original base images. And on the right side, now you know. Now it's everything clear. HTTPD package has been installed in a Python 3.12. And Python 3.12 is an ancestor, or our image is a descendant of Python 3.12 base image. What is the actual application? We use this contextual SBOM in a vulnerability management. And thanks to contextual SBOM, you immediately see that vulnerability emerges from your base image. So with a contextual SBOM, the remediation is straightforward. You would like to probably coordinate with the Red Hat UBI team to get updated UBI Python 3.12 image. And then you will just rebuild your component to inherit the fix. It's very important also in our build system, you can track all the images that are inheriting from this base image, and you will immediately rebuild them because you know that they are affected, right? Because they are using the same base image. On the other hand, when you can see that like vulnerability came from your installments, so we are saying basically my component contains NumPy, you are in charge to fixing it. Okay, how this works? This is most complex slide, so I did some kind of animation of that. Let's take a look step by step. Okay. In the three brackets, we have three different container files, and basically the lowest one is our component. The container file above is basically its base image. It's a Python 3.12. This is actually really simplified real world scenario where it's installed, obviously, Python 3.12 and our affected HTTPD package. And also, we are at the above, it's its base image. And this is source to image base image, and we are installing Git there. Okay, so first step is very simple. We all probably doing that. We generate plain traditional analyzed SBOM. Okay. The second step is new. We either download or generate base image SBOM, and this is like a little bit crucial part. Why we are downloading the base image SBOM first? And this is especially important in a systems like a Conflux, where you are building not only your products, but also base images for these products, and base images for those base images, and so on. And you can end up with some from scratch image. So we are downloading this image because this image can be already contextualized and could potentially contain information about its ancestors. Luckily, this image this SBOM of the base image is already contextualized, so we can see that, okay, this image actually contains HTTPD and Python, and its base image source to image base contains Git. Okay, let's return back to our traditional my component SBOM, and let's start modifying it. So as I said, we can add various packages, so we are adding representations of our images that were part of our build process or previous build processes. So we are adding UBI Python 3.12. This information we can extract from our container file, actually. And the second base image in a chain is a UBI source to image base. And this information we are actually extracting from a base image as SBOM. And we are also bounding them with the descendant of relationships, so we are creating some hierarchical chain of these images. This is the most important part. We are taking those two SBOMs for a base image and our generated SBOM, and we are matching the packages between them. And the rules are basically simple. Everything what is matched between those two documents is basically sourced from the base image. And everything what is left not matched is actually our own installments in our container file. And we can divide this in basically two categories, those matched packages. Those packages that came from our UBI Python 3.12. So for these packages in our traditional component SBOM, we just modify those relationships and point those packages to this representation of UBI Python 3.12. And those packages that already have their relationship in the base image, we just inherit this relationship, if it makes sense. Okay? And this is the basically final product, where is everything on the place. So we are saying that my component is a descendant of UBI Python 3.12, and this contains HTTPD and Python, and Python 3.12 is the descendant of source to image base, and this contains Git, and NumPy was installed in our container file. So is it that simple? It's just diff between two documents? No, it is not. How we would match packages between two SBOMs? Ideally, we need some kind of unique identifier, right? Yes. But the problem is that SPDX specification doesn't enforce any. But we have some like hooks that we can catch, and those are three basically unique identifiers. PERLs, package URLs, under some circumstances can be used for matching those packages. The another option is package verification code, which is basically SPDX guaranteed unique identifier for package. And checksums could be also useful, because if you use the same algorithm for the calculating for a base image SBOM and a child image SBOM, they are basically comparable. But some packages, like custom binaries and files, have no unique identifier at all. This is the limitation of scanning your software. So we cannot reliably match these packages, and we are at the beginning with such packages. We know that they are present in our image, but we are unable to tell from where exactly came from. There is also like other point of view that contextual SBOM is actually exposing this gap, making those packages more visible, because you can mark them with some annotations. And also allows us to ask two very important questions. Can we improve the SBOM generation process to introduce some identifiers that can be comparable across different documents? Or should we be a little bit more careful about these packages in our trusted ecosystems? Okay, before discussing those questions, we have unresolved one major technical project, and this is actually third source of content in our SBOMs, and those are multi-stage builds, because this is something what is left in our component content, and it looks like it was installed in our final layer, but it is not. It was actually built and taken from the other stages of multi-stage build. And right now I'm calling my colleague, Martin Jediný, because he knows most of about this.
Yeah, thank you for the words. Please, people in the back, if you cannot hear me, give me a sign. Okay, louder? Okay, all fine. So, as Eric said, we have a solution that works for base images. You know, if we have packages in a base image, we can identify where exactly they're coming from, so that's all good. But there are more, let's say, complicated cases, for example, multi-stage builds, where these base image contextualized SBOMs are not enough. So if you take a look at a build like this, you know, we have a builder stage that inherits from Golang latest, builds some kind of Go application, and then in the final stage, we copy this resulting build binary into the final stage. And as a curveball, we also copy another binary that's completely different. So we copy slash bin slash curl, just as an example, to identify actually the weaknesses of base image contextualized SBOMs. So why is this a problem? Why is this SBOM not enough? So let's say we have a vulnerability that we come up with image scanning in our Hello program. You know, it has some dependency on some library, library version 2.0.0, right? And we have a vulnerability in the slash bin slash curl program. The problem is that the path to remediation for these two vulnerabilities is quite different. In one case, we have to update our program, either fix the vulnerability or maybe bump the dependency. But in the other case, it's not really our responsibility, oh well, it is our responsibility, but we cannot easily fix a vulnerability in curl. What we have to do is actually wait for the maintainers of the Golang latest image to update it, and then we can rebuild our image. So in the case of Red Hat, the Golang latest image would actually be managed by some other team. And so what needs to be done is notify the team and then rebuild all images that are affected. And if we take a look at the base image contextualizers bomb, we can see that there's no way we can actually distinguish between these two vulnerabilities. So what can we do? Because of the fact that in Conflux we have access to the build process, we have some additional context that we can leverage to identify content and classify them between different images. So we have access to the container file, which can be very useful because when copying content into your final stage of your image, you have to use the copy command. And what that gives you is the opportunity to see and list all the paths that you copy from into your final stage. So you can see that in the middle square above, we have the Golang latest image, and we copy /bin/hello and /bin/curl. Right, so we have that. But since we are in control of the build, we also have some other advantages, like build artifacts. So when we build an image, a lot of complicated stuff happens, but we also have some artifacts from the build which we can leverage. So during the build, you know, we of course pull the Golang latest image, and we have full access to its contents. Yeah. But we also have a so-called intermediate image, which is probably not a very often used term, but in this context, it means a kind of image that is created when you run all the instructions in a builder stage. So if you take a look at the container file again, once we build our Hello application, we create some kind of temporary partial image that has all of the content already installed. And by combining these two sources of information, we can selectively scan images, and only those paths which interest us, and we can determine which content actually ends up in our final image. And so at the end of this process, that I simplified kind of a lot, but there's no time to go into it more, we have some kind of classification of packages that were copied to the final image, and we know exactly where they came from. So we know that the hello program and its dependency lib is from the Golang latest builder image, or the builder base image, and we know that curl is from the intermediate image. Okay, what can we do with this information? If we take the base image contextualized as bombs, and again, utilize package matching, we can selectively classify which package originates from which builder image. So we know that by matching hello with hello, we get that this was built during our build process, so it is our responsibility to fix. And we know that curl is from the Golang latest builder image. So all we have to do is notify the owners of that builder image and rebuild our image. And at the end of this, we get a fully contextual SBOM, which classifies the relationships between our images. So if we see the green My Component image, we see that it is a build tool of Golang latest, which specifies that Golang latest is a builder image for this image. And also Golang latest intermediate is a descendant of the Golang latest because it was originally that same image, but we installed some content in it. And we have nicely classified packages between the different images in the build. So that's really all from our side. I hope that it was easily understood, but probably not. If you scan the QR code, you have access to some of our repositories where we do the work, and also our emails, our contacts. If you have any questions, we'd love to hear them and hopefully answer them. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you for keeping it very short, so we have more time for questions. You have the mic, so you...
What about tools that analyze SBOMs that do not follow descendant of relationships for building the dependency? For them, your SBOM does no longer expose the dependencies. What?
Those SBOMs, is like... Can you repeat the question?
No,
yeah, I can repeat.
You repeat that.
The question was, what are the other, if I understood it correctly, what are the other software types, right? Except container images.
If I analyze your contextual SBOM with a tool that doesn't understand this, okay. the set and off relationship, but does not follow it for mm-hmm. building the dependency tree, it does not see a lot of the dependencies. How does that align with the spec, and what's the use case there?
Yeah, this is a new concept, so the tooling for reading that. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, the question was about tooling. What if the tooling doesn't understand the descendant of relationships, right? Yeah, this is a new kind of concept, so the tooling needs to be adapted for that. Okay, so we are working and delivering this solution in our other Red Hat team, that they are need to adapt their tooling to understand this descendant of relationship.
So it's a Red Hat internal?
Yeah, this is, yeah. The question was if it is internal, but it could be used, and like, the concept is we have basically all the code open source and can be used, and that the tooling might be adapted accordingly.
Yeah, the approach is kind of experimental, so like there's no tooling that can actually take advantage of it because the idea is new. Go ahead.
When you're contextualizing images, this metadata is stored in the image itself, in the OCI annotation, or is it an external system that knows all this metadata that you extract out of an image?
I'll repeat the question, but to clarify, by metadata you mean which part exactly? Do you mean the SBOMs of the images, or?
You mentioned that you're contextualizing the image, so you add things that you understood about the specific dependencies, maybe the versions, or the relationship between the base and the child. So you kind of analyze these images and you have some metadata. I was wondering if the metadata is part of another system that you have that understands how to report, or is if you're just putting the information in the image itself.
Okay, to repeat the question, where is the metadata used for contextualization actually coming from? Is there an internal system for that? So there are the parent SBOMs. Those are basically just analyzed SBOMs. We contextualize them if we can. If not, they are simply analyzed SBOMs with a tool like SIFT. If we're talking about metadata such as the actual container files and stuff like that, we have access to the build, so we can see like all of the intermediate stuff that gets created there. So like, there's no special tooling. All of this is available when building an image. I'm not sure if that's enough, or maybe if you want to add something.
No.
I think you also wanted to ask, where do you keep this information about descendant tokens stuff?
So
is it inside the image or outside?
Yeah, so the question was where we are keeping this information about descendant of. Well, actually in the contextual SBOM itself. So if you are if you are building your base image, you will contextualize it. You will acknowledge about their parents in the chain. And while you are building your descendants, you are basically accumulating this information downstream the chain. Does it make a sense?
Yes, yeah. But do you put the SBOM inside the image?
No, we are actually storing it in two places, in Atlas, which is basically instance of TPA, which is open source product. And we're also storing them in repositories where we are storing content images.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
When you're going through all the containers, you know, from the very basic region, then adding Python, and then adding application, why aren't you just generating an SBOM at each of those stages and then looking at the delta change? Because that will find out which new components come in at each stage of the build.
You have.
Secondly, that will then allow it to work across
IPDX
as well as SPDX.
Yes. So to repeat the question, why aren't we generating SBOMs from all the images in the chains? The answer is we do exactly that. So this does not reflect well on the presentation, but that's basically the process that we use. Like every time we generate, we build an image, we generate an SBOM for it, and then once we generate an SBOM for the descendant of that image, we use the already generated SBOM, and then contextualize based off the old SBOM of the descendant, of the ancestor, sorry.
Just the delta, you then see you identify the delta.
Yeah, pretty much.
So the second question is why aren't we doing science as well?
I mean, there's no real reason.
Why, have to
the question was why we are not using Cyclone DX as well. Yeah, yeah, we are not using that because there is no like convenient relationship pattern there. So.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
There's no. Come on, please.
as a simple tool user, using SIP or Trivy for inspecting containers, I would say an optimal solution would be, if, for me, a simple solution would be if those container scanners scan all the images in a row. I mean, would come with the contain. I mean, with the information you assemble already in the SBOM. And having so and with the text connected to it, so I could in the end really say, okay, that's it. And even if you don't have access to their doc files or something like that.
So
like
that was not the question.
Yeah. So it was a suggestion to generate SBOM for each image in this chain, right?
Directly in the container.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And what is the problem of this approach?
No, I would favor that solution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had it. Yes.
But yeah, but there is a one like problem that you are so suggesting that you would take a look into this SBOM, which you up the chain, right?
Yeah.
And you look where is the vulnerability. Yeah. This could be an approach, definitely. It might be a simpler way, but the problem is that the each SBOM you are taking a look. It's basically content of this particular image, particular base image. And while you doing some installments downstream, you are changing this content. Why? Because you can delete the content. You are updating your packages, and the package managers are basically removing all their packages. So this is not like the correct representation. Downstream, there is a contextual SBOM, which is like absolutely let's say most precise representation of the content from all this chain. Okay, if you take a look two steps above, this is not like, or rather say downstream images are not superset of all the packages that are installed above.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Thank you.
We have time? I think so.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Does that mean that I can use this, for example, for different platforms? So I can use it for Windows images and Linux images.
Okay. To repeat the question.
Sorry, I'm deaf and a horse, so.
Okay, that's a long question. So, okay, I'll try to summarize. Hopefully, it's correct. So, can we use this for different platforms? Okay, and what do we actually do if we scan the layers of images? Right, that was the question.
Do you just need the SBOM for the layer, or do you actually need to go to file systems?
Yeah, if we have access to each layer, to just the SBOMs or each layer, we have access to the layers. Since Conflux is a build system, we are like using builda to build our images. We can basically inspect each layer and see what content originates there. And so we can scan just that content in each layer of the image, and then we get basically the packages present in that layer. And this way we can contextualize the SBOM. I am not sure that's good enough.
Okay, let's thank Derek and Martin.